Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Ranch Lady Debbie Lyons Blythe talking climate change up on Capitol Hill. Back on that in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
This week, the Senate Agriculture Committee holding a hearing on climate change on Capitol Hill. One of those testifying before the senators from the state of Kansas, Debbie Lyons Blythe, who ranches with her family in the Flint Hills between Junction City and Emporia. This ranch lady and mom and blogger says at the end of the day, it was a positive experience appearing before the senators, including Senator Pat Roberts, the chairman of the committee.
So I really thought it went very well. I really wasn't quite sure what to expect. I guess I thought that it maybe it would be a little bit more painful, a little bit more difficult. Frankly, I feel like that the committee is very connected and interested in truly making some good decisions about how we can be helpful in the climate change discussion and towards, you know, some decisions with it. So I felt like, you know, bipartisan, you could see where some of them were lining up, but I felt very good about the discussion and what I was able to bring to the table.
As for what Debbie wanted to accomplish?
Yeah, so my underlying goal was to specifically explain that cattle ranchers are already working towards sustainability without calling it sustainability, right? We've already been interested in conservation and animal welfare and taking care of the environment and doing the right thing already. We just didn't call it sustainability or climate change mitigation or any of that. So, and as I told the committee, you know, farmers and ranchers, we don't wake up in the morning and say, how can I impact carbon sequestration today? But really, truly, we do. So we don't use those buzzwords, but we are interested in doing a better job and conserving our resources. And we really are important stewards of our natural resources.
Debbie, I know that the senators were quizzing you about what sort of specific things you're doing on the ranch to help improve the global climate picture. What sort of things did you tell them?
So two things specifically that I spoke about, and one is just the fact of the different practices that we use on our ranch, and that is either technologies in cattle selection technologies or ways that we care for the cattle, the different technologies with that, also conservation on the land, and then keeping the land in the prairie, making sure that the grasslands are still there. But the other thing that we talked about a little bit was the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, and that it is a voluntary organization that's already working towards all of these things. And so farmers and ranchers, as well as all of the different segments in the beef supply chain, have been involved in these discussions already for 5 years.
Debbie Lyons Blythe representing the cattle industry on Capitol Hill this week before the Senate Agriculture Committee. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.